This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, and we have all kinds of things this hour. I'll touch just a couple more quick things on all the FBI Epstein stuff, because you have a bunch of emails already in about that. We'll touch on that this hour. We'll get to the disgusting communist response to that terrible flood in Texas. We'll get to many things this hour, emails, other stuff, but you know what time it is. It is the start of the second hour on a Monday, and that always means the same thing. It's Medal of Honor Monday time, where we take a Medal of Honor citation and we just read it. That's it. We'll discuss context around it and things like that sometimes, but it is so important to talk about heroes, to remember the men, to remember the deeds. And when I say it's important, I mean it's really, really important for not just the next generation, all the citizens of the nation. You hold your heroes up. It gives people something to look to, something to aspire to. And we do take email suggestions. There's a long, long backlog, as you can imagine, but you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, and your Medal of Honor suggestions if you have ones that you have a relation to or ones you just like. This guy sent, or this lady sent in this one, Jesse. I am proposing Chaplain Vincent R. Capodanno, who served in the Marines in Vietnam and was killed, in fact, on September 4th. He was a Catholic priest, and there's a mass in Washington, D.C. at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, proposing him for sainthood. He's now a servant of God. He was from Staten Island, New York, and he's buried there. Thank you. I love the show, especially the history lessons. You are on 9 to 12, and sometimes I fall asleep, so thank heavens for the podcast. Wish you and Chris all the best. So, without further ado, let's find out what this man did in Vietnam.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as chaplain of the 3rd Battalion in connection with operations against enemy forces, in response to reports that the 2nd Platoon of M Company was in danger of being overrun by a massed enemy assaulting force, Lieutenant Capodanno left the relative safety of the company command post and ran through an open area raked with fire directly to the beleaguered platoon. Disregarding the intense enemy small arms, automatic weapons, and mortar fire, he moved about the battlefield, administering last rites to the dying and giving medical aid to the wounded. When an exploding mortar round inflicted painful multiple wounds to his arms and legs and severed a portion of his right hand, he steadfastly refused all medical aid. Instead, he directed the corpsmen to help their wounded comrades and, with calm vigor, continued to move about the battlefield as he provided encouragement by voice and example to the valiant Marines. Upon encountering a wounded corpsman in the direct line of fire of an enemy machine gunner positioned approximately 15 yards away, Lieutenant Capodanno rushed in a daring attempt to aid and assist the mortally wounded corpsman. At that instant, only inches from his goal, he was struck down by a burst of machine gun fire. By his heroic conduct on the battlefield and his inspiring example, Lieutenant Capodanno upheld the finest traditions of the U.S. Naval Service. And he gallantly gave his life in the cause of freedom. And as we do when they have given their lives, we play taps in their honor. Rest in peace, brother. You know, the history of chaplains doing incredibly brave things on the battlefield is long, and it is inspiring. They have played a critical role for a very, very long time, underappreciated, because look, we appreciate the guys with the machine guns in their hands and things like that, but the guy with the Bible in his hands has done a lot of good on the American battlefields, and they always are deserving of our utmost respect. All right? All right. Now, I'm going to touch on just a couple more things because I want to answer a couple emails here about this Epstein stuff, and then we're moving on. We have to do emails. We have to talk about Texas floods. We have to talk about this guy getting killed while shooting at the Border Patrol. There's a lot to get to tonight on the show, so I'll just do a couple more of these. Jesse, the Epstein stuff reeks to high heaven. Feels like those implicated were deemed too big to fail. Another nail in the coffin for the FBI. Jesse, I'm really your biggest fan, but how the heck are you going to explain the FBI's newest claim about Epstein having no clients and never blackmailing anyone? I think you should reconsider your loyalty to Dan. Sorry for the tough words, but in Jesse we trust. Okay, I got all that. And by the way, I will not be reconsidering my loyalty to Dan, who is a good man, and I trust him. What I went over all that stuff in the first hour about Epstein, I hope that you didn't take that in any way as a defense of the FBI or as a defense of Pam Bondi, or I hope you didn't take it in that way, because it was not meant to be that. I stand firm that the FBI should be defunded and eliminated completely in order for the United States of America to continue. I believe that in the bottom of my heart, the FBI and the evil things they've done must be removed from the United States of America, or they will tear this country apart. That was not a defense of the FBI. I was laying out and explaining that they say there's no client list. They said there's no evidence of blackmail. And I bet that's true, because I bet they destroyed it all. If the FBI didn't, CIA did. And let's touch on this really quickly here. I keep bringing up the FBI because the FBI, as you know, is an incredibly evil secret state police agency. But the mountain of evidence that is out there about Jeffrey Epstein actually does not point to him being a part of the FBI or an asset of the FBI. It points to him being part of the CIA. There is a long history dating back to the 80s of this guy. I mean, he practically walked around with a billboard saying, Central Intelligence Agency and me, we get along well. And that's a good point, Chris. Chris said, does that matter? It doesn't matter. They're all government criminal organizations. It doesn't matter. I was not defending Bondi as a whole. You know, I was defending, you know, which I was defending things where she says, I don't have a list. Now, I understand you're angry. And like I said before, if they're going to constantly run to the news and say, we're going to deliver the goods, we've got binders, we're going to hand it to you, we're going to hand it to you, and then they don't deliver any goods, that's going to make people outraged. And I understand that, and it's totally justified. Your anger at them for promising the world and then not delivering the world is totally justified. I'm not trying to pour cold water over that at all. What I was simply saying is I think the criminals got rid of evidence. And I think we simplify things that we want. We want there to be, surely it's just a folder, right? Surely you have a folder and it has a list of all the names of all the powerful people and the crimes they committed, and it's all annotated and it's all in order. And that's not how it works. That's not how crimes work. That's not how criminals work. And like I said, it's not an accident that Pam Bondi's nomination was never in doubt. Cash Patel's nomination was never in doubt. And yet Democrats dragged their confirmation out for as long as possible. Why bother doing that when they're going to get confirmed anyway? Because the criminals inside the government were busy. That's why. And I think Bondi and the rest of them overpromised. And now they're taking the public outcry because they're under delivering. There. That's what I have to say about that. Now, let's talk briefly about this flood and more specifically the communist response to the flood. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about pain. I've seen so many people in my life live with pain. Neck pain. I myself have gone through it several times before. When your knee always hurts, it just drains your life away. When your back is hurting you all the time, your neck, your foot, it sucks. And then you go seeking out all kinds of different solutions to mask it that are terrible for you. Maybe try something 100% drug-free that can eliminate it completely. Not mask it for 3 or 4 hours, eliminate it completely. Maybe try Relief Factor. I'm not asking you to commit to a lifetime of Relief Factor. I'm asking for $19.95. That buys you 3 weeks of it. Take it every day for 3 weeks. If that pain is still the same, don't ever order it again. You're out $19.95. Relief Factor might just change your life. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We've had a rambunctious show already. Remember, you can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats. Email all those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's dig into something terrible. And I'm going to talk about the Texas floods for just a moment. And I'm not going to dwell a lot on the actual flood aspect of it, except to ask you for your prayers. I've seen all the footage you've seen, and because I am in Texas, I have access to some of the people who are actually there. It's actually worse than the video show. The devastation is so terrible. Of course, you know I'm talking about the Texas flood that has killed so many people so far, and I don't do mass shooting, natural disaster radio. I'm not going to give you live death updates and stuff like that. I'm not a journalist. I don't do your breaking news. Those people need prayer. Families are devastated, ripped up. People are gone. Pray for the first responders that are there. It is an awful situation. Just picture the ground coming out from underneath your house. The devastation that would cause, that's what they're going through. There was so many heroes, so much tragedy. It's awful. It's absolutely awful, and they need your prayer, okay? God listens. Make sure you pray for those people. That's one. Two, there's been a lot of outrage towards the communists for how the communists in this country reacted and in fact lied about what happened and why it happened. Before I even get to what they said, I want to play Joe Concha on Fox News, who gave the actual information about the weather service and everything else. So this is the truth. This is not my opinion. These are black and white facts. You can go verify them.
There were flood warnings 12 hours before this happened. There were flash flood warnings 3 hours before it happened. We keep seeing on other networks talking about how there wasn't the proper staffing at the National Weather Service in that area. They actually had twice as many staffers on as they normally would. So, again, if you're going to try to find...
The staffing was beefed up. The warnings went out. They did it right. So why did you tune into ABC and see George Stephanopoulos say this?
Maria, we're also learning that there were significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
Why are you tuning into CNN and you're hearing things like this?
How much do you think the changing climate is part of what we are seeing go on here, not just what we're seeing in the pictures that we're showing on the screen, but even the flood that you talked about in San Antonio in June?
No, I think climate change is obviously a part of it. These floods are happening more often in more parts of the country.
And this.
Just talking about the federal government and even the local government, two Texas National Weather Service offices involved in forecasting and warning about flooding on the Guadalupe River are missing some key staff members. A director of the NWS union told CNN that the Austin San Antonio office is missing a warning coordination meteorologist due to the Trump administration's buyouts.
Why do they do this? They're not only outright lies, but we're digging little girls out of floodwaters right now. How could you be so despicable? Why would you do that? How could you do that? Okay, so first understand that there is no human tragedy to an anti-human. We have explained this before, and I know it is so hard. It is really, really hard to accept that when you look across the room at a communist and you see that he has two arms and two legs and two eyes and a nose, and he looks like you and he walks like you and he talks like you. So it's human nature to think that human being shares your values. But when you are tuning into the news and you're seeing floods and children dying and families ripped apart, it stirs your heart, doesn't it? Your heart breaks. Your heart breaks for it. My heart breaks for it. The unimaginable anguish. He doesn't feel that at all. He doesn't feel that at all, because human life, any human life is not sacred and wonderful and beautiful. All human beings, they're just part of the herd. Either you're helping the revolution or you're hurting the revolution. There's no individual death. There's no mass death that is a tragedy to somebody who doesn't care about human life. I've used the example before, and it's so appropriate. How can these people do this? How could you stand on dead bodies and lie in order to push a political agenda right away? Well, let me ask you, have you ever stepped on ants, swatted a fly in your life? Probably several, I would guess. Did it stir you? Did you get choked up? Oh, the ants. Ah, no, that's ridiculous. Those lives, the ant lives, the fly lives, they didn't hold any meaning to you. So even the loss of 1,000 of them, even at your hand, wouldn't stir you because the life itself held no meaning, held no value. That's how communists view human beings, all human beings. They're all just a cog in the wheel. Either you're for the revolution or not, but when a bunch of little Christian girls die in Texas for a communist, that's just an opportunity. It's an opportunity. That's how they look at it. We'll touch on that a little bit more in a moment, and then I'll tell you how I stuck my foot in my mouth yesterday. Ob got upset. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about taking care, good care, of the retirement you've built up. You worked very hard for your money, socking money away, 401k, things like that, and you're watching the national debt pile up, with no end in sight. Not under Republicans, not under Democrats. You know what I'm saying is true. And you know how this ends. Everyone knows how this ends. Really bad. What are you going to do to protect what you've saved for? Get some gold or silver in your retirement. Let GoldCo do this for you. They've been doing it for ages. You can trust them. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. They make it easy. I have done it myself. 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to emails and before we get to Ob getting mad at me last night, I'm still not totally sure that I did something wrong, but I think maybe I did. No, I don't agree with her already, Chris. You haven't even heard the story yet. Let me finish up on this. Communists taking advantage of human tragedy is nothing new, but it used to be in this country, Democrats would hold back from that. There's always been some of that in politics. There always will be, but they used to hold back from that. That was until the election of Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Obama was not a Democrat, is not a Democrat. He is a born and bred communist, an America-hating animal who did whatever he could do to rip this country apart. And he is everything I just talked about how everything, a mass shooting, didn't matter what it was. Obama would never consider not using it for political reasons. Because when you don't value human life, there's no such thing as human tragedy. It was 8 years of this, and this is what changed Democrats into what they are today.
This is not about politics. This is about these families and families all across the country who are saying, let's make it a little harder for our kids to get gunned down.
The fact that 26-year-olds were gunned down in the most violent fashion possible, and this town couldn't do anything about it, was stunning to me. And so the question then becomes, what can we do about it? The only thing that's going to change is public opinion. If public opinion does not demand change in Congress, it will not change.
Each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
8 years of that. Completely changed the Democrat Party. Now they all do it. They can't help themselves. It unleashed the communist anti-humanism across the country. You see this pediatrician in Houston, now fired, Christina B. Probst. She just got fired from her pediatric clinic, but this is a nice little heads up that you really, really, really need to be screening your doctors today. Don't think because there's a diploma on the wall and a white lab coat that that's not an animal sitting in front of you. What she said as children were dying is, quote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. There's no such thing as human tragedy to somebody who hates human beings. Now, on to what happened last night. I go out for pizza with Aub and my mom. And it's this great little local family pizza parlor. You know, families, kids, all these things. And I walk. We have to sit at one of the high tops in the bar area because everything else is busy. It's packed. So right when we get there, there's a young lady. And I tell her, hey, we want a couple large pizzas, three waters, that kind of thing. No, one large pizza, three waters. And she's looking at me like a deer in the headlights. And then she tries to respond to me. And it's very clear that she does not habla the way I do.
The president promised that there would not be.
Wait, that's the wrong one. She does not habla the way I do.
Buenas tardes.
She does not speak English very well. Okay, no big deal. So my mother and Aub are sitting there watching this entire exchange. My mom, who's the most tender-hearted soul in the world, her heart starts to break for this girl, and she says, that poor thing, it must be so hard being here. And I, meaning in America, not wherever she's from, so on and so forth. And I'm still not sure I said anything wrong, okay? But I said, I guess pretty loudly, why? It's better than wherever she's from. Got so upset. What, Chris? What? Thank you. Chris says, I'm probably right. Of course I'm right. She wouldn't be here if it wasn't better here than wherever she... I understand that you got to learn to speak the English. I understand that. I understand that it's a struggle. But and then I hit her with a gracias, and she hit me with a de nada, and Aub got super mad about that too. And then Mom asks, so where are you from? Because Mom wants to adopt this girl. And the girl says, I'm from Mexico. And I turned and I said, see? And then Mom got mad. And then Aub got mad again. Everyone got mad at me. I don't know why you're getting mad at me. Maybe I could have whispered it, I guess, but it just came out. It was an honest moment. I don't know why everyone's always mad at me about everything. I didn't do anything wrong. And it was Jesse. When cooking a lot of bacon, do it on your yuppie smoker. I have one too. I don't have a yuppie smoker. I have a wood pellet smoker. Okay. It smokes the same wood that your stupid smoker smokes. I just don't have to mess with mine. It's the Yes, it does, Chris. And by the way, I'm not an old sailor where I have to judge the wind and tweak this and open up this valve. One of my buddy has one of those fancy green egg things, and I know they're really nice, and they're way too expensive, Chris. You'll never buy one. But these, I know they're very, very nice and whatnot. But we went over to his house one night, and he was making pizzas on there, and then he was throwing all kinds of sausages and things like that on there. He was constantly going over the thing. Well, hold on, I have to open up the airway, and I have to move this, and I have that. Again, I am not Magellan. I don't know how to play the winds and things like that. I just want to make something. What, Chris? What? No, I don't want an oven. I want to smoke things. I like smoking things, but anyway, that came out right. I'd like to smoke meats and things like that, and I like to smoke my world-famous queso. I enjoy all these things. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Don't roll your eyes at that, but I will tell you, you want to hear something totally crushing? So, I'm a bacon freak, like everybody except for Chris's people. I'm a bacon freak. I like bacon. My sons like bacon. In my house, I'll be making bacon in the frying pan, and practically as fast as I pull it out of the frying pan, those boys just descend on it like savages. They'll be burning their fingers and their mouths because they can't even wait for it to cool off. They're just animals when it comes to bacon. They don't like it smoked. I know, Chris. I know. Is that I'm so disappointed in them. I'm so disappointed in them. I mean, they're good, polite kids with good hearts, but I feel like I failed in some way. What, Chris? What? That's a good point, Chris. I could only make it smoked, but then that would involve not making it in a frying pan like in an American. So that's what I prefer to do. And so I have something else, just really quickly, and then we'll move on and we'll make fun of Hollywood and communists, and we'll do some more emails and things like that. Are we totally sure that smoked meat is good for you? Now, hear me out. It is smoke. I mean, you die from inhaling it because it's got so much bad stuff in it. And I'm a huge fan of smoked meat. That's got to be terrible for you, right? That's got to be poison. Chris, am I all wet on that? Yeah. That's got to be terrible for you. Oh, well, let's not dwell on those things. We're all going to die anyway. We'll do some emails and we'll make fun of commies next. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, if you'd like to email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Man killed after shooting at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in South Texas. He's a 27-year-old man. I'm not going to name him. He had an AR. He had a vest. Kind of did the whole private citizen who doesn't have training but wants to look like some kind of a SWAT team member or Delta Force guy. And showed up at a Border Patrol facility, ready to kill some people. Now, he happened to tangle with BORTAC. Those are the Border Patrol SWAT team, I'll put it that way. They shoot all the time. They are deadly with their weapons. Total studs. I know we have BORTAC guys listening. Love you guys. Anyway, total studs. So this moron shows up and feels like he's going to kill one of them. Bunch of them, and he died. He died quite quickly, actually. And I have 2 points on this. One, this is not going to stop. Democrats constantly using apocalyptic rhetoric about immigration about this kind of rhetoric, when you spread this rhetoric to the mentally ill base of America's Democrat Party, you will inevitably find someone who is violent on the razor's edge, and they'll go try to do an act of violence.
Started calling for defunding ICE. Do you think that's effective going into the midterms, and do you support those calls?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, we need aggressive oversight as it relates to the overly aggressive behavior that we've seen, you know, from ICE, from the Department of Homeland Security. It's not what the American people actually, in my view, voted for. Donald Trump and Republicans promised to go after violent felons, but instead they're going after law-abiding immigrant families. And in fact, in some cases, deporting American citizens and children, some with cancer.
They use that rhetoric because liberal Aunt Peggy believes it. Because there are a bunch of insane, broken, stupid communists in this country who will hear those words and they will take those words as marching orders. I've got to go fight Hitler. I've got to go fight the Nazis. They're going after kids with cancer. And this is why leftist violence in this country has only increased in recent years. And I'm warning you right now, it will continue to do so. And law enforcement, firemen, regular citizens, understand that the desperation of the communists combined with the rhetoric of the communists has created an environment where you can't show up to a wildfire in Idaho without being aware that there could be some mentally ill demon out there ready to take lives. That is a horrible, sad place to be as a country, but that is where we are, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change because no matter what has happened, no matter how many communist demons have killed people in this country, Democrats have not backed off of their rhetoric even for a fraction of a second. We had some Bernie Sanders supporter show up at a GOP softball game or baseball game trying to murder a bunch of GOP members of Congress. And we know now from his social media post, he was radicalized by the rhetoric of people like Bernie Sanders. This is all well known. This is all public information. And upon learning this information, Democrats didn't back off at all. That has created an environment in this country that is frightening. Now, that's point number one. Two, you morons. You morons really thought you were going to show up and have a shootout with Bortak? I know you're mentally ill. So, I mean, you've got a lot to overcome there. That's quite a hurdle. But, man, that was not smart. That was really, really, really not smart. Now, let's do some emails. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about your dog, your cat. I now get emails every single day of people thanking me for telling them about Rough Greens. Right? You've heard me read how many on the air here. Rough Greens is not something you just sprinkle on your dog's food or Meow Greens on your cat's food. It's not something you just sprinkle on there and kind of hope for the best. Well, I'm finally giving him vitamins and minerals and omega oils, and I hope it's working. That's not what you have to do. You will see differences in your dog and your cat the exact same way you see differences in you when you start getting real nutrition. You ever had a period in your life where you were eating really bad? I've had a million of them. Fast food, cheeseburgers, pizza. And then maybe you clean it up for a little while. How much better do you feel? How much better does your skin look? Your dog, your cat's the same way. They don't get nutrition from their food. Sprinkle Rough Greens on their food. 833-33-MY-DOG gets you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Or if you don't like talking to people on the phone like I don't, you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Jesse, college degree. Oh, this is about my interview last Thursday with Mike Rowe. Here's how the love affair for college began. World War II. If a guy had a college degree, he was quickly made an officer. After the war, each grunt said, in the next war, my boy will be an instant officer. That's a starting point. Look, at that. You're not necessarily wrong about that, that being part of the infatuation with it. But I don't want to sit and crush previous generations for a mentality that was true for a very long time. That mentality being, if my kid doesn't go to college and get a degree, then he won't be able to have a good career, a long-lasting career. His income level will be artificially capped. If my kid has to have a blue-collar life of some kind, then he won't achieve the social status as kids who go to college. And that meant to everyone has to go to college. You got to go to college. It's just one of those things that got passed down from generation to generation to generation. And maybe you should go to college. If you have a field you want to go into and it requires a college degree, go to college. I'm not here to rant and keep you out of college. But this idea that everyone needs to go to college, or that you need to go to college in order to make a good living, to have good money and things like that, is ridiculous. And it's not at all true anymore. No, I'm not telling you to avoid college. Maybe it's for you, but especially for young men and young women too. Remember, there are trade fields for young women, especially for young men. I know you want a solid job, a good career, good money, so you can buy a house, get a woman, marry a dime, have some kids. You think that requires a college degree? That does not require a college degree. There's not only a lot of money in the trades now, as these fields empty, people are retiring, that money gets better from here on. You remember what Mike said on Thursday? For every 5 retiring, 2 are replacing them. What's that mean? More money for you. Speaking of college, let's talk about a professor in Hollywood. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.